Good morning, KKXX listeners. Welcome to Christ Today, your weekly show that you listen to regarding the uplifting of Christ, the great news of Christ, and the encouraging news. And every week you get to hear somebody give a testimony about what the good Lord has been doing in their life or their ministry or their business, what they've learned, what they've been taught, the different challenges they've been through, different things they have experienced. And today you get to hear from your host, his testimony, his upcoming adventure. And interviewing him today is going to be his assistant who helps him when Tori's not able to be here, and that's just John Steffens. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. John, why don't you get started with asking me some questions here.
We have had such a good time with all the shows you've done, Curtis Smith, and thank you for all that you've done for Christ Today.
Quite welcome.
These days, you stay very active and busy with all the things that you are involved with. You're a part of many groups, and you have this radio show.
You're accurate on that. I have been involved in a lot of different programs and activities and stuff, yes.
Is it fair to say that you're motivated by service to Christ? Is this?
I would say yes. I am motivated to do good things as unto the Lord and not unto myself. I like to help people. I like to encourage people. I like to be a part of, and I also like to not be idle. I like to have things to do so that I'm not bored and I'm not stuck doing nothing.
And how exciting it is that you're going to be going on a mission trip to Asia.
Exciting, challenging, and scary at the same time.
I feel the excitement, I feel the concerns, and it just sounds like a lot of fun to me.
It's going to be a challenge, but I believe it will be fun. But it's also going to be a learning experience. I believe to walk away having both experienced and been able to give of myself to others, to help others in their walk or their adventure with Christ.
Asia is such a big continent, and the people there are so numerous. You will be interacting with people from all over. You'll have a chance to spread the ministry of Christ, and it's going to be most interesting.
It will be. There'll be opportunities. There'll also be plenty of chances of persecution, and the Lord, I believe, will help me get through those.
I would say that that's one of the challenges and blessings, are the troubles that come along and that we overcome them.
Yeah, you know, we have challenges all the time, and how we handle them is important. Do we handle them through the flesh, or do we handle them through the spirit? I believe a lot more times than I'd like to admit, I handle them through the flesh. When I have the Holy Spirit to help me, I should be more reliant and more dependent on God, Holy Spirit, and His ability to help me get through the challenges instead of trying to get through them myself.
And that's what I'd say one of the blessings is to rely on God through the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit work in the hearts and actions of people that you will run into.
That's what makes the testimonies here at the radio station so encouraging, is the stuff that they've been able to share about how they've experienced things, went through their experiences, God has helped them in the midst of their trials or difficulties. And so because of that, I believe that He'll help me through mine, and I believe that He does help me through mine.
Mm. Oh boy, don't you look forward to those trials and difficulties?
Not that I want them, of course not. I don't hope and pray for them, but when they come my way, I want to be ready and prepared that I handle them the right way. And the only way to handle them is to really look to God for the help and the strength in those situations that we face. You know, John, sometimes we try to take it ourselves and do it ourselves, and we get an attitude or we get into a behavior process that just isn't an exemplification of how Christ would want us to be as a Christian. And I believe we need to bring Him glory by how do we respond, how do we react, how do we, you know, and I don't always do a good job at that. I wish I was better at some of those things.
Well, it sure sounds like fun to me, and I'm glad you get to have the fun.
It's to me, like I said, challenging, fun, but it's also scary.
Do you have expectations about the kind of things that will go on this trip?
I'm personally believing that the kind of things that will go on this trip is that I'll grow and I'll learn and I'll be able to be a help and an encouragement to others, and that I'll be able to help advance the kingdom and speak life into someone who doesn't have life at the moment, or someone that needs an answer before the return of Christ. That's my hope and prayer.
Well, that's about the best answer I think a person could give. I'm sure parts of it will be fun too, and you'll get to enjoy the sights and the people, and as you said, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
YWAM's motto is to know God and make him known. And I believe that he wants us to know him more. And the more that we know, the more wisdom, the more revelation, the more understanding we have, the more we can be a help in understanding to others. And I believe that's what I'm hoping and praying for in this situation.
And YWAM is going to be an active part in this trip for you, yes?
Yes, it already has been an active part in this trip for me. They hear me all the time, but they've heard my assistant, Tori Tipp, and I want to give a hands out to Tori, and I want to give a applaud to Tori, and a thank you to Tori for all the times that he has been here to fill the times, you know, to fill the slots that I haven't been able to fill and to do the shows that I haven't been able to do. I knew about YWAM for a long time, and in September of last year, I did 3 months of mission work at YWAM, where I was exchanged for room and board. I helped with missionary projects. And one of the guys, Tom Nicholas, he was my maintenance person over maintenance, and he was the one that I worked under. And Tom was a big help in my life. And Tom and his wife, Karen, are both going to be leading the trips, one of the two, to Asia.
They will both be going on the trip with you then?
They both will be, yes.
How many people approximately will be on this trip?
16 plus. They're hoping for more. They're hoping for between 20 to 30, but right now, as it stands, probably 16.
Boy, that'll be a new adventure, new lands.
Yes, but we're going to be going with some people that are familiar with China because of gals. She just went on a trip to Africa, and she's coming back, and she's going to do a class, and then after that class, she's going to be one of the leaders to China, so she understands the language and knows the language, so she'll be interpreting for us, and that'll be a big help.
Wow. How many days will you be in preparation for the trip before you leave?
12 times 7, 84 days?
Yeah, yeah.
And then 9 days, or nine weeks yeah. of mission involvement.
This is going to be very fun. I'm really looking forward to this for you.
I am too. And whether the Lord comes or doesn't come, I just want to be ready at all times to do what he's placed on my heart to do. And I want to be a witness for him, you know. Whether it comes down to life or death or whatever, I know it might be difficult to face death, but at the same time with Christ, all things are possible. But I'm believing that we're going to have a good time and experience good experiences. It might be a little challenging, but I believe that God will see us through it all. And I do believe that he'll bring me back, if it's his will, to share with people what my experiences were.
I would imagine that's one of the purposes, too, is that when you return to this country, you'll be a witness to what you saw, and you'll be more equipped to speak the message of Christ.
Will I be able to adapt when I get back to this country is the question. I hope and pray that I'll be a stronger, more fiery Christian than I am now, or more stronger in my relationship with the Lord than I am now. But I believe the experiences will help challenge me and shape me to be the person God wants me to be.
Do you have many people supporting you as you go along through this preparation?
I have a few people. When you look at how much it's needed, looks like so far for the school, I only need about another $730. But I am asking and praying for above that. And then the missionary trip itself looks like it's going to be worked out, you know, but I'm looking for people that would be willing to sponsor, get behind me, support me in any way. If there's any church out there, any ministry out there that wants to support a missionary or be behind someone that's taking this trip and doing it, I would welcome them to sit, you know, get behind me, pray for me, or if they want to financial support me, I would welcome that too.
Yes, I would agree with that, that prayers are so very important. Of course, we need financial support, too. You need that for your trip, and that'll be so outstanding.
I need that for the trip and the school. The whole thing together, all together, the full expense is $6,500. But the Lord has made a way where a lot of that's going to be covered through certain, I won't go into details as to how, but there's still some that needs to be brought up. But as much as I can get, if I have enough to cover myself, I'll help somebody else that's in need that needs to be covered as well.
And you'll be having a few expenses over there, I imagine.
I'm sure it'll be funds and stuff like that. You know, there'll be things that I want to get or fun things that, you know, we may do some fun things, you know, when we're not ministering and stuff. And it'll be good to have a little extra spending money on the side. And so, that would be some of the expenses I would be looking at. I'm hoping and praying that everything health-wise goes good so that I don't have to have any medical coverage and medical occurrences. But my biggest thing, I believe, is I believe that all my needs and all my everything that I have need of will be supplied. The Lord said that He supplies all of our needs, so I believe all my needs will be supplied.
And fun, I think, is you mentioned that word. I think that's going to be a great element of all of this.
It will be. There'll be a lot of work involved. There'll be a lot of adapting to culture, changing. It's going to be a lot different than being here in the United States.
Yes, it'll be fun.
And challenging. I like using that word challenging a lot in this interview. Some of the people I've had in the past as my guest, hint, hint, have been challenging and talking to them, but the interviews have been turned out to be really exciting.
Hmm. I suppose it's the airline trip over there. That'll be a little challenging too.
Not 5, not 6, not 7, 16-hour trip. I think that's one of my biggest concerns is getting over there safely. But God's providing, if God's for us, we'll make it. If He wants us to get there, we'll get there safely. But I think that's going to be a big issue for me is the airplane flight.
And so that's another matter of prayer.
It is.
So we can all pray for you as these things go. Prayers in advance.
You were right.
I think it's going to be so much fun when you get there and see the new experiences and the land, the people, the food, everything.
It will be. It's nothing that I originally ever thought of that I would ever do. I used to think that missionaries were needed over here. Why go over to other countries? I had thought about going to other countries a few times. I had looked at the other possibility of going to some other countries until I joined up working the missionary experience or through the mission building at Richardson Springs, which anybody can do. It's a 3-month process. I don't think I would ever, I have done Mexico before. Mexico was a really exciting, it was challenging, but it was very exciting, very close to home, not like China. China's going to be very far away. It was very, very helpful and experiential for me. Having done Mexico, I believe, has helped prepare me for China as well. And I believe that if for some reason I don't go to China, I will continue to do missionary trips to Mexico. But I believe that I now have a difference of heart. I believe that the whole world needs to be touched with the gospel. And so if anybody has an opportunity to go, I'd encourage them to go. And if God can provide, I know He will provide for those He wants to go. And I encourage anybody to give it an opportunity, to give it some consideration and consider the opportunity. Whether it's China, whether it's Vietnam, whether it's whatever country that is on their heart, Brazil, YWAM offers a wide variety of trips, and there's more bases than just a Chico one.
Thank you, listeners. We will take a break, and we'll be right back.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Welcome back to Christ Today with Curtis Smith, and he is talking about his upcoming mission trip to Asia. And it's so very exciting. So many new things that he will experience on this, and we look forward to giving him prayer support and financial for this trip.
I just want to encourage anybody out there that's considering it. Maybe you've thought about supporting a missionary. Maybe you've wanted to get behind someone somehow. I believe I have the right heart for it. I'm not perfect. I am still working on areas in my life. I'm not very fluent in the word, but I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to share His love with others as He's poured into me. And I believe that 12 weeks of discipleship will be a real big building on my character walk in my life. And I believe through that I'll have the training and what I need to be able to be a participant in this event that's going to be taking place.
I've heard that people who have gone on missions have talked about the importance of having your heart be right. And this is always an important thing for all of us who walk this walk, for our hearts to be close to Jesus and concerned with what he would tell us to be concerned with. So as you go through your missions time, I suppose prayer would be the big thing for preparation.
I think you're right. Prayer is the big thing for preparation. Prayer and trusting God and learning to recognize it's not my own doings or my own abilities, but it's going to be him and his spirit in me that's going to give me the strength to do what lies before me.
And for so many new things that will be right in front of you to see and examine.
Things that cause me to have to rely and depend and trust on Christ for my strength and my help to do what's before me. And to also help be a participant with the rest of the team.
Yes, of course. This is a team effort.
Yeah.
And so this will also be a help to you just in the same principles of whatever you do when you return to continue in Christ's work.
I would agree with you on that. It would be.
It'll be so much fun to have your after report about how the trip has gone.
It'll be very interesting to find out how things have changed after the trip versus before the trip.
I can't help but be excited for you. I think this is going to be such a great trip.
Thank you, John. You're an excitement as it is already, and you're a big encouragement to me. You know, there's times where things happen and I ask myself, you know, is this really meant for me to do? Should I really consider this? Or, you know, maybe I should just not think about it and just do something else. I believe in me that I'm being stirred up to want to go and reach someone with the love of Christ, that not preach the gospel necessarily, but reach someone with the love of Christ.
And that's so often what the mission trips do. They have a human connection with the people wherever you are going. And that human connection of compassion is what is attractive to other people.
I agree with you. You're right.
And so that can be a big part of the experience, just of going to another land.
I believe it's going to be a big part of the experience is going to another place that I've never experienced before. There's going to be so much for me to, for my mind to fathom or my mind to comprehend at this moment.
Yeah. I've thought about why missionaries can have such an impact, and I think because they're new and different in a normal life that there's a change that comes about, and so you'll have an opportunity to speak into people's life because you're new, you're different to what their normal experience is.
You're correct, and somebody's been asking me, well, how are you going to do this? Do you have any language and Chinese experience? No, I don't, but there'll be interpreters that will be able to interpret my heart through their words to people as I come into contact with people. I just have to keep under wraps what I'm sharing with people and how much I say and what I say. And for the most part, it'll be living the life before them instead of preaching at them.
I think every human being can recognize a person with a kind heart.
And that's when what you, I pray. I pray my heart is kind.
Right. I see it that way. And so when you're on your trip, people recognize that you have a compassion. You have a kindness in your heart. That gives you an opportunity to speak.
Yeah, it'll get people interested in why are you here, what are you doing, what you're doing, and I'll have an opportunity through that to share the love of Christ through words, hopefully.
Yeah, words, through actions, all of it.
I agree with you, all of it.
And you will be going to different parts of Asia.
Yeah. And probably some of the Stan countries, too. I'm not sure yet. You heard me say Stan countries.
Yeah, it'll be a little challenging.
It will be, but aren't challenges part of life?
And they're good, and then we get to overcome them.
Yeah, they can be good. They can also be character building.
Yes. And I still think that when you get back into this country, that experience with dealing with people is going to be very valuable.
I believe you're right.
And that's another way of sharing Christ with people in this country.
I believe you're right.
This country needs Jesus Christ also.
This country does need Jesus Christ. So why don't I stay here and be a witness instead of going over to another country?
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't. I just want to bring that up. because I used to tell others that this country needed missionaries more than we needed to send missionaries over to other countries. But I believe that everybody, the whole world right now, John, is in an uproar, is in a mess. It's upside down world, upside down kingdoms, upside down principles, upside down, everything's upside down. And the world needs to be reached. And unless somebody is sent and somebody goes with the love of God and somebody goes with the message and shares their love with others and encourages, how are people going to come to know Christ? So whether people come here or people go to another country as an experience or a part of an opportunity to share the love and share the things that God has done in their lives with others, then, you know, we're just sitting around doing nothing or sitting around and just being idle or sitting around and we have nothing else before us, then what good is our witness? You know, it's not that I have to. It's something I get to do. And so that's the exciting part, is I don't have to do it, but I get to do it. Something I get to experience. And it's not me doing it in the first place. It's Christ doing it in me. When I don't feel like I'm good enough or I'm as ready enough or I'm as prepared enough, it's Christ in me that's doing the work, that's preparing me and readying me and getting me ready for this opportunity and next experience. It's not my own works or my own efforts or my own doings, which we talked earlier about when it comes to grace versus law. But the law is a lot about your own efforts, your own works, your own doings, where grace is based on trusting in what Christ already did and what Christ already fulfilled and what he accomplished at the cross. And so when we recognize and understand what Christ did, and it's his life in us, it's being expressed through us, he's our hope of glory. He's the one in us that's changing us. Yeah, we may get a little out of hand, and we may get a little ridiculous at times and a little immature at times. Love of Christ surpasses all that, even our own understanding. And the love of Christ is what's being expressed through us. And so when we repent and change from our ways and our attitudes and our thoughts and let God take over, instead of trying to do it ourselves and trying to fix it ourselves, or we're focusing so much on not screwing up that we screw up, but we focus on the one that helps us not screw up, then things will be a lot better expressed easier, I believe.
Well said. Well said. This is one of those things, though, that as you have the practice expressing the very basics, in a sense, the basics of Christianity, you come back to this country and you'll be much more able to express the same message.
Yeah, but it'll be greater, I believe. I'll have a greater witness than before I went.
Grace versus law is one of those things that is in a question in the Christian community now.
A lot of the church looks at living right to be right. Christ is right so we could be right. Christ becomes our life. But just because I don't live right don't mean I'm not right. I'm rightfully placed in his identity and his righteousness. So I should want to live right. But just because I screw up and I blow it doesn't mean that I'm in a lack of relationship or a lack of fellowship with Christ or I'm in low standing with Christ. People, they like to try to place us with our behaviors, our attitudes, and our actions and say, well, he's not acting right, so therefore he must not be right. No, I'm human, and I blow it, and I screw up, and I make mistakes. But in the eyes of God, when God looks at us, he sees us through the eyes of his Son and what his Son did on the cross. And we are not identified with our actions. We're identified by what Christ did on the cross. Christ removed all of our sins from us before we were even born. We no longer identify with that sin nature. Yeah, we are born as sinners, but we've been forgiven, and we just need to come to that relationship of how much he loves us and how much we're forgiven, and if we want to accept that and experience that or not. And we can choose death by refusing to accept what he did for us and trying to live our own life, or we can choose life by experiencing what he did for us and choosing to live what he's called us to live. But it's based on what he did, not what we do, that keeps us safe and keeps us going right with God. And I'm not saying that, you know, we find ways to deliberately screw up and then excuse it. No, but the more we understand God's grace, the less we should want to do the things that displease him. The more we're focused on him and the less that we're focused on sin, I think the more we're going to please him instead of sinning. If I told you to stop looking at the color purple, you're not going to stop looking at the color purple. If I told you to drive 55, you're probably going to drive 80 because you're going to go against what you was told, because you're normally able to, you're bound to do that. But when you understand the purpose of why to do those things or why not to do those things, then the changes are probably going to be a lot different. It'll probably be a lot more followed than just being told not to do something. And Christ wants us to live our lives to focus on him And the more we focus on Him, the less we want to do to displease Him.
Another part of that is God gives us this gift through Jesus Christ.
The gift of grace, yes.
It is one of the things that we do to say, yes, Lord, I accept this gift. And you have to say yes to the gift.
You have to say yes. You have to be open to it, yes.
So that's a part of the that some people or some congregations will forget that it's a free gift, but you have to say yes. You have to accept that gift.
You have to recognize what He did for you and desire that you want to accept that. I gave you a gift and you didn't accept it, it'd be of no value. Christ gives us all the gift of eternal life, but do we accept it? All our sins were forgiven under Roman law when He went to the cross. All of our sins were forgiven, but do we accept that? Or do we want to try to continue to live a life of death and not even care? The things that we do, yeah, if we reap, we reap to the flesh, we're going to sow to the flesh. We reap to the Spirit, we're going to sow to the Spirit. But when we're in Christ, just because we screw up doesn't mean that we're walking in the flesh. Just because we do right doesn't necessarily mean you can be doing right and be in the flesh. You could have a right spirit and still screw up and still do wrong things without even being aware of it. So God looks at the condition of our heart, the attitude of our heart, more than He looks at our outward behavior. Though the condition of our heart will relay in how we act and how we talk and the things that we do. But because we screw up, it doesn't separate us from the love of God.
And there's the thankfulness. You say thank you and it is appreciated. Thankful heart is a scripturally noted thing that is much valued.
Instead of thanking God for forgiveness, or instead of asking for forgiveness all the time, I thank Him that I'm forgiven, and I repent. I ask Him to help me change my heart, my mind, and my thoughts so that I don't have to, you know, like I did today. I didn't go to God and say, God, forgive me of what I did wrong, but I repented of my attitude and my thoughts and stuff and asked Him to help me.
It's a constant walk. We do that all the time.
It is a constant walk, and we do it all the time.
And that's one of the things that you'll be spreading as the message of the gospel.
Christ, that's what I hope to spread to the people, not just there, but here too, you know?
Yeah.
Why God loves them, that God loves them, that they mean more to God than their sin does. You know, He's not sitting there with a bullwhip wanting to beat them every time they screw up and every time they blow it, making them feel like they can never measure up. We do that. Man does that. Ah, you blew it again. Look at you. You just did wrong again. Well, Christ looks at us and says, yeah, you did wrong, but I still love you. You did wrong, but I still forgive you. You did wrong, but I still appreciate you. I still approve of you because of what my Son did for you at the cross.
And this is one of the things of the message of grace that is sometimes overlooked, is the message of grace is not that we did wrong and it's okay to do wrong, but it's that we have forgiveness through the blood of Christ.
He's continuously cleansing us and removing our sins as far as the east is from the west. As long as we're focused on Him and we're in Him.
And the law shows us our sinfulness. And that's one of those things where very often we know people in the past who were forbidden from going to movies or forbidden to wear certain clothes or, in the case of women, to cut their hair. All these things are matters of law and not of grace.
Exactly.
And we look at them today and we say, how could somebody have believed that? It wasn't that long ago. But there is a message of grace with love, and we try to do all the things through love that Christ wants us to.
He through us does it instead of us doing it. The more we try to do it, the more we screw up. The more we let Him express Himself through us, the easier it goes.
And so all these things, through practice, we get better at communicating to the people, our neighbors, the people right here in this country, too.
And the other places where we may or may not go.
Yeah.
Like China.
That's right. Well, it'll be a great trip.
It'll be exciting. It'll be fun. It'll be adventurous. It'll be challenging. It'll be scary somewhat. A plane flight. Well, I'm hoping and praying that won't be scary. I don't believe it's going to be scary because I believe the Lord will be with me. It'll be boring. It'll be dull. It'll be a long trip. It'll be, I've heard from more people, the more than scary, it's boring. But I believe God's hand of protection and safety will be on me. And that's unless He's through with me, and I don't see Him through with me yet. So I just want to do everything He's called me to do and live for Him, live with Him, in unity with Him. People say, I'm doing this for Jesus. No, He don't want you doing it for Him. He wants you doing it with Him in unity and partnership.
Yeah. And with prayer, too. And that's one of the things we can all look forward to is praying for Curtis's missionary trip.
Prayer is going to definitely be interested and needed. And if somebody wants to be a prayer partner and wants to call the radio station at 894-7325, and if they can't support it, but they want to at least be a prayer partner and they want to call in and just say, hey, let them know I'm praying for them, they can do that too.
It's going to be a great time. How did you get to this point in your life where you were ready for a missionary trip?
I still know that I'm ready, to be honest with you. I think every day is a day more being prepared for, you know, learning and growing and changing and being challenged and stuff. But what got me interested was I had done a couple trips, three trips in my life to Mexico. Mexico was fun. Mexico was challenging. Mexico was a lot closer to home. So I enjoyed going to Mexico. But when I heard about through somebody I had had on my radio program doing an interview with, his name was Dane. He talked about the different opportunities that YWAM provided and offered, and couple other people from YWAM. I had a lot of YWAMers on the show over this last year. There were several different people I had from YWAM that came on and talked about their experiences. It kind of challenged me and encouraged me to apply, and through the application process I was accepted, and I prayed that if God wanted me to go, I'd be accepted, and I was accepted. So I believe that that's what's got me excited about doing this mission trip.
And so often, it's a guiding hand that you have from God. God, through Jesus Christ, guides you into things.
Exactly.
And so these things were brought up to your attention, and opportunities were made available. And so you have to look at that as the hand of God moving in your life.
Exactly. And kind of a conflict with that is the fact that my friend Joan Pierce's ministry is going to be doing a tent revival in Lodi, which I was around Stockton for 4 years, and I know quite a few of the people that are going to be involved in the tent revival. And I wanted to be a part of that at the same time I was going to be going to China. So I had to really consider, you know, do I stay here and do I do that and just do Mexico, or do I go to China? And since my application was accepted, and since the finances had been coming in, and since I didn't hear God say yay or nay, but I heard it looks like God has been making the way for me to go, I'm chosen to go to China.
I think that's about as clear as it gets most of the time.
Exactly. I believe that so too. Except I think a lot of people say you're going to hear a voice like an audible voice, but I think things just either go one way or the other.
Right. I'm in agreement.
Now, for some reason, if the finances doesn't come all the way through, then I'll take it that the Lord wanted me here to be a part of the, you know, and I've got the application. Normally it takes 4 to 6 weeks for a passport. Mine came in 3 weeks. And I believe that if the Lord doesn't want me to go to China, that the doors for Mexico are wide open and I'll go to Mexico.
Yeah. It's going to be a very great thing.
It will be.
Asia has challenges that are specific to it, and the language is one that is a major challenge. And on the other hand, it's something where you can speak to people through your heart also. And that's one of the things about it, the challenge of language, where there's other forms of communication that you show your care through your attention, through it's a form of listening, and that transmits compassion, caring, and that's the big part of Christianity.
That is a major part of Christianity. They'll know our Christians by our love, and our love is part of our caring and part of our reaching out to people, even though we don't feel like it.
And there's opportunities everywhere for that.
Plenty of them. We just have to be open to when they come. We have to be prepared for when they come so that we don't miss them.
We can look at our neighbors and say, wow, when was the last time I showed my neighbor down the street love?
Yeah, and there might be opportunities for me to do that here. A lot of times I don't look at that, but I think it's something to be looking at. And if we can help somebody, if we can encourage somebody, if we can be a friend to somebody, if we can reach out to somebody. And I think, you know, I've been I've tried to help out and be a friend to some people that other people would want nothing to do with, because I was once considered an outcast and considered, to me, I didn't feel like I really mattered to people and stuff. And one of the places we're going to go to in China is a place where a lot of the people feel like outcasts and they're not really accepted, they're not really looked at, and I believe we're going to be able to go there and bring them some hope and bring them some cheer and to encourage them. And to, you know, 41 people this summer got saved. I believe we'll see some more people come to the Lord.
This is a form of love, and loving with the compassion of Christ is a part of what we do every day as Christians, or at least we try to.
Try to is accurate, yeah.
It sure is. And we know very well that we have a mission field right here in our own country, in our own community. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
The mission field is right here, is just as much as it's over there, and I hope to be able to share God's love with people here as over there too. And I believe that, you know, the Lord uses me in the prophetic as well, and a lot of times He'll give me words for people, and I just want to encourage people that have been hearing some of the shows about the missionaries and stuff. You know, you may not know what you're called to do or what God would have you to do, and you may feel like missions may be on your heart. Just pray about it. Apply. Look into different opportunities, even in your own area, volunteering. John, you and I are Lions. Yes. We help in projects in the community to reach out to people that need our help. And Lions is another way that a person can get involved in service and helping out is by becoming a Lion. You know, we're talking about missions. Well, I believe the Lion serves missions in a big way, because a lot of Lions are Christians. And yes. I'm not saying you're a Lion Christian. I'm saying there are people that call themselves Christians that are involved in Lions. And they're involved to be a witness and example and a help in their neighborhood and their community, and to reach out to people that are less fortunate than they are. So that's another opportunity of mission, and it can be right in your backyard.
Yes, all sorts of things, from as small as a smile to a meal or sending something somewhere.
Or giving somebody a dollar in the kettle for Christmas.
Yes, yes, all these things. And that's how we as Christians show that we are Christians, by our love. I know it's cliche, but it's true.
They will know we are Christians by our love. And what kind of love is it that we lay down our life for a friend? Folks, I don't know you, and you don't know me. But if one of you was with me, and we were in a street, and somebody came by and was going to shoot us, would you throw me out of the way and take my bullet? Jesus did. He did it on the cross.
Yes.
He didn't come to deal with my issue. He came to deal with the issue of sin. He came to deal with the issue of my separation from Him, to reunite me back with the Father. I wasn't the issue. Sin was. I wasn't the issue. Sin was. Think about it, folks. Christ loved us. He already forgave us. He went to the cross for us because He loved us. But He didn't go to the cross to deal with us. He went to the cross to deal with sin. He took sin on the cross. And I believe we've got it backwards. We think He went to the cross to deal with us. No, He went to the cross because He loved us. He laid His life down because He loved us. He laid His life down to restore the relationship back. That's what I got to say about that.
Another way of loving that we often forget about, it's not just the bullet that we take. It's the slow, call it the death if you want, but it's the death of ourself, because we sacrifice ourselves for another person. And we do this in relation, whether it's a friend or sometimes a spouse even. And it's a matter of we sacrifice something of ourself and we give it to the other person, and that's another form of that love. It just happens a little slower.
Exactly. Well, I don't know how much more time we have, but let's just keep going. We're probably another 21 minutes or something. So what do we want to talk about next?
Curtis, it's always nice to talk about the love of Christ, because Christ came here and He sacrificed. I know we've been doing that, but that's something, it just doesn't get old. Who gets tired of hearing, I love you? And that's what Christ did, and that's what Christ said by what He did.
Yeah, what He did. And our love will be explained and expressed in our actions.
Yeah.
It's more than just words. It is.
It's
but
more,
there's times where we don't know how to show it either, and that's where we have to depend on God through us to show us love.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things, that when you're in a foreign land and the situations are different, you get to see opportunities, surprises, things that you never expected. And this is the hand of God moving through what you're doing in service to Him. You see surprises, things that just don't happen in the natural. But all of a sudden, right in front of you, there it is. It happened. Surprise. And this is Christ moving, God moving through Jesus Christ.
I agree.
So that happens in our normal everyday life. It happens when we are overseas. It happens. And what do? You pray. You continue to pray and ask for God to work in your life. And then you watch His hand, God's hand, move.
God's hand never stops moving in our lives and our hearts as long as we're yielded and submitted to Him. He will continue to work in us, through us, and on us, and with us. And it's just being yielded and submitted to Him.
And we get to witness it. Amen. We get to see it, and we get to tell people about it.
That's true. And people would hopefully know we're Christians by our love.
Yeah.
But just because they don't see you acting like a Christian don't mean you're not a Christian.
No, and sometimes it is not that great big huge thing that you see right in front of you where you can say, wow, the earth just moved. Well, it does move, but it's not just one great big thing. It's the little things that come together to make a direction, and then you can be a part of that direction, and you can see that these things don't happen naturally. And that is, again, your witness. You get to see that. You get to speak about it.
That's right.
So that's one of the amazing things about these trips, missions trips, is you see these things happening, and you are thankful.
Yep, thankful every day, every moment, every second.
Through prayer.
Through prayer.
Are you on the run and need your vehicle to be in top condition? Avoid unexpected breakdowns. Come see Lions Express Lube and Oil. Get peace of mind with fast, reliable services. Do you have a maintenance check light on? Lions Express Lube and Oil, locally owned for the last 26 years, can reset that light on most foreign and domestic vehicles and RVs. With all the pollen, mold, and mildew in the air coming into your vehicle, let us check your cabin filter. Yes, some vehicles have cabin filters, and we can clean up your air. Lions Express Lube and Oil at 5605 Almond Street in Paradise, on the corner of Birch and Almond. Our number is 872-8583. 872-8583. We love to see you.
Taking a little bit of a breather there for a second so we can get back online with what we were sharing. So I just want to encourage you folks to pray about what God has for you. Well, where God would want you to go, or what God would want to do in your life, and how He would want to express His love through you to others, and different things that maybe He's opening the door for missionary work for some of you guys out there, and it's an open door. You know, I had started off this week with an original interview with a couple of people that were missionaries, and then through some computer glitches that got erased, we'll have them back on the air again. But they were just sharing about how God had taken one guy. And he was just going to look at financing his wife through her missionary work, and God called him into doing the same thing as she. And she didn't think she could measure up and be everything God wanted her because of her past to be, but God took her and used her in spite of herself, or because of herself, used her, and not used her, but worked in her and through her to cause her to be a witness for Him. And I believe in spite of our circumstances and our situations and stuff, God's working things out in our lives if we're open to it, so we can be of influence to other people and be a witness to other people. And many people out there need the Lord. We're talking about His return, but I believe His grace is sufficient, and I believe He's extending His grace so that more people will come to Him in these last days.
The object is to glorify Christ.
That is correct.
And the circumstances sometimes surprise us because they're not what we are expecting. They're surprises, and yet they work for the glory of Christ.
They do work for the glory of Christ, that He would be glorified in all things.
Yeah. The surprises that happen on trips, it's going to be most amazing. It's going to be most fun.
Exciting and challenging.
Yeah, it will be.
So let me talk a little bit about how I got started in radio. So I've been doing this program for over a year and wanting to reach out and encourage people every day or every week with a different testimony of what God's done in someone's life, business, marriage, family, their career or whatever, and just have somebody come on and share. We've had people come on and talk about grace. We've had people come on and talk about forgiveness, talk about love, talk about different programs that they were involved in. And then I get a person to come in the radio station one day, and he's on Buzz Beatty's show, and Buzz Beatty's with the real estate program, and he comes out of the studio, and I ask him what he's here for, and he says he's here to do an interview, wants to know what I'm here for, and I told him I do interviews, and we became friends through that. His name is Tory Tip, and Tory Tip has done about 3 or 4 of my shows, and Tory is an awesome man of God, loves God, he's a preacher, works for Solar, he's married with 2 kids, and we became brothers in this, and Tory came alongside me, and he's done some shows for me, and I told him what my vision was, and he says, well, I'd like to step in. I said, you would? And he said, yeah, me and my wife would love to take over for you while you're gone. So they're going to take over the show, folks, and you're not going to be left without Christ Today. Christ Today will continue on the air, and Tory and his wife will take it over and run it, but they're going to do series. And it's good if you guys call in, because then they know what kind of series they can do as reaching out to you folks and what you guys would like to hear and what you guys would be interested in listening to. And I've done several programs on grace, and I believe it's because of the grace of God and understanding the grace of God and being able to relate to the grace of God that he's preparing me for this mission trip, and he's preparing me for what's ahead. And 3 months ago, actually back in September, I got a chance to be a part of the YWAM base and to work up there in exchange for room and board, and I did that. And I had people encouraging me to look into doing what's called a frontier program, and I looked into doing it, and it looks like it's going to come, you know, together. So I'll be gone for about 5 months, but you know, I've done radio, I've done poetry, I've done drama, I've done rap when I was a kid, I've helped in youth group, I've helped in children's group, and God has done a lot of things. I've seen on his hand a lot of different things in my life, a lot of different times when he's been with me, and I believe he's not through with me, and I believe that he's not done with me, and I believe he's not walking away from me, and he's always with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He loves me more than I love myself, and it's because of his love that I can continue on and I can carry on. And I thank him because he is the one in me that causes me to do what he puts in me to do. And when I screw up, I screw up. And when I blow it, I blow it. But he doesn't stop with me. He still, his hand is on me. And I love him, and he loves me, and I am here to encourage you and to bring, and we've got another 4 or 5 shows that we'll be doing. And next week, we've got an interesting show. We've got a guy coming on to talk about balance. And but I just want to really encourage you people out there, you listeners out there listening to John and I today, to be encouraged and be praying and be asking the Lord, Lord, do you want me behind what he's doing? Or do you want me in prayer for what he's doing? Or Lord, how might I be able to be used in these last days? Or be a part of what you're doing in these last days. And I believe God will show you.
All I can say is amen to that, Curtis.
I can say amen to that, too. And I don't know how much time we have left, John, but we need to try to continue for a little bit longer.
I don't know. My clock is done.
I'd say we've done 48 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So we got another 11 minutes. So, John, what's on your heart?
My heart is always concerning about whatever is coming. I've been studying finance for 30 years, and the finances of this country are unsound, and they have been for almost 30 years. So we have troubled times coming, and as Christians, we want to be able to spread the love of Jesus Christ.
But not be afraid to know that God is our provider, right?
Thank you. Never be afraid, because God put us here for times such as this, and we're to say, yes, Lord.
And we can't overemphasize the scariness and the fears of what's coming. We just need to be prepared for whatever the Lord, because we don't know what's coming. We don't know what's going to take place. We know what the Bible says, and we know that that's accurate in some way, you know, that it's accurate. Things like that are going to unfold, but we don't know how long the unfolding is going to take place. So we need to keep our focus and our love on Christ. And when things get hard, recognize that he's our provider, he's our supplier, that he'll make a way for us when there seems to be no way. And that if we put our trust in him, he's going to provide for us. He's going to take care of our needs. But if we have an opportunity to, and we can, then be willing to give whatever we have to give. Right, John?
That's right. The Christian kindness and love is so very important to any hard times, whether they are because of an earthquake or a flood or something like a serious economic problem or downturn. It is the giving. It is showing that love of Christ that is the cornerstone of Christianity.
I agree.
So There's different reasons to see things coming for economic situations, or who knows what else. Could be various natural disasters. There's reasons for it. But you don't have to, we don't have to know what it is. We just have to know there's things that could happen, have some forms of preparations for hard times, and then go on with your life, with your loving and interaction with your neighbors, and don't make it be something that causes you to stop and not be able to do anything. No.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. So we're not trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in Christ. He said it, we believe it, that settles it. If he said he would provide for us and he would make way for us, and he's going to provide for us and make way for us. As long as we trust not in our own doings or our own efforts, but we trust in him. Mm-hmm. And sometimes trusting means waiting. And sometimes trusting means just trusting, just standing still and doing nothing and letting God show up and show off and show forth. And sometimes trusting means coming to the end of ourselves and recognizing we ain't going to get it on our own selves, or we ain't going to get it on our own doings. It's going to come by us just, you know, I've heard of stories where people sat down at the dinner table and had nothing to eat. And they said a prayer and they got a knock on the door and somebody brought them food. Mm-hmm. And I believe God's getting us to that point where we're going to have to trust God like that. We're going to have to depend on God like that. We're going to be at a place and go, I ain't got a damn dime. Excuse me, folks. I ain't got a dime. And God's going to show up and bless us in spite of that. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's not about what we have or what we don't have. It's about our trust in him. He can show up and show off and do things when we least expect it. And he wants to. But when we're trying to do it ourselves, we limit God from what he can do. Well, I can't do that, so how can God do that? Because he's God. That's how he can do that. And he knows what's coming. And he told us to keep our eyes on him. And folks, we ain't got 20, 30, 40 years. We may not even have 10 years. And even if we did have 10 years, even if we did have 5 years, we need to keep our trust on God daily. I hear what's going on with the stock market. I hear what's going on with China. I hear what's going on with these different countries. But God's still in control, and God's still he's in charge. And God still makes the decisions of when things happen, when things don't happen. And when he's through, he's through. So let's just learn to love and get along and to pray and to encourage and to be the witness he wants us to be and to help others when we can help them and to be concerned about others more than we're concerned about ourselves and to reach out to others when we ourselves need to be reached out to. And we'll watch and see the miracles of our God. I believe we're getting ready to see some great things, even though some scary things happen at the same time. Don't you, John?
I think that's a great balance. I think I tend to look at the things that could happen and have them be problems. It's not that I live there, but I see them. And you're talking about why all the things are more things that happen, and God will bless us through them.
Folks, he just mentioned the word balance. Next week we have Mike O. Davis. Michael Davis. I said Mike O. Davis. Michael Davis. He is with Bell Air Force Base. He's a teacher, and he's going to be here in the studio talking about balance. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about his topic because he also, along with me, believes in grace. Yes, he's a Pentecostal, but you know what? I don't even go with denominations or titles because we're all children of God, and we believe in God and have a relationship with him. It don't matter what church we go to or what faith we are part of. We're all his children, and we all have a relationship with him. We're going to heaven. If we don't, we're not. But we all have been called to be his children, and it's up to us whether we accept that or not. But if we don't choose to be chosen, we're not going to be chosen. That's why I believe it says many are called, but few are chosen. I believe we've all got our names in the book of life, but if we don't accept what he's done for us and we choose to try to do it ourselves, we're not going to make it into the kingdom. And it's about kingdom living. It's about kingdom principles, doing to others as you would have them do unto you. Love one another. Give and it shall be given unto you. If you see your brother in need, then help him. And there's a lot of needs going on, folks. There's needs right in your backyard. There's needs right in your own community. And God's calling us to step out. Not beat people over the head with a law book. Mm-hmm. But love them into the kingdom. Yeah, I hear a lot about the wrath of God. But the wrath of God is for the world. It's not for the children of Christ. And he's convicting the world. The Holy Spirit's convicting the world of their sins, that they may turn to their need for the Savior. Their recognition that they need him. Not, oh, I want him, but I need him. Because he's going to be the one that turns that thing around and brings restoration and healing and renewal and joy in those areas that have been struggles and have been battles. And we need to recognize that the battle belongs to Christ. Why are we trying so hard to fight something that was already won at the cross? Yeah, we're going to have our trials and our troubles, but we continue to praise God. In the midst of it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to depend on his word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. We thank him through it all. I thank him whether I come back from China or not. And I'm not saying it's some joke. God knows if I'm coming back or not. But if I come back, I hope to be a lot more on fire than I was before I left. But I thank him that I'm here right now talking to you. And I thank him that for each and every show that we've been able to do for over a year now. Folks, we celebrated a year in November. And I know I asked people to call, and we've gotten a few calls. Love to hear more calls. And I've asked for assistance, and I've received assistance from Tori, and I've received assistance from my brother John in the studio today. And we've asked for financial support, and the support came in. But folks, we're not here for ourselves. We're here for you. And we can believe for you, and we can encourage you. But you've got to be willing to say, God, you know what? Show me. Reveal yourself to me. And if you're out there and you're hurting, he'll be the healer. If you're out there and you're misguided, he'll be the guide. If you're out there and you need protection, he'll be your protection. But you've got to be willing to want what he has for you. And you've got to be willing to say, Lord, not me, but you. And he loves you because of you. I used to say in spite of you. He loves you because of who you are, because he created you. And you may look at yourself as a mess, but he sees a masterpiece. And he wants to do great things in your life if you'll just trust him. But will you trust him? Will you give him everything? Will you let him take over and have his way in your life and let him be who he says he is and show you that he is who he says he is? That's up to you. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. I'm hard on myself a lot because a lot of people tend to be hard on me when I screw up and when I blow up, but Jesus Christ is never hard on me. And I need to not be hard on myself. I need to love myself even when I mess up, even when I do something stupid, because I know that he's greater than the stupid things I do. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper, for I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. And folks, you know that we're victorious because he won the victory. He, Jesus Christ, won the victory at the cross. It was finished at the cross. And if you think you have to do something to add to what he did, I got news for you. That's wrong. Receive what he did. Trust in what he did. Rest in what he did. Rest in it. Instead of working so hard to try to earn what he already did for you, you can't earn it. It's a free gift. Receive it and be blessed and be encouraged. And once again, if you want to be behind what I'm doing, feel free to either call 894-7325 or send your check or your letter or your prayer deal. Let me know you're praying for me. To 1363 Longfellow, Chico, California, 95926. Life Radio, care of Curtis Smith. Folks, John and I were here today on this radio show to let you know Jesus loves you and we do too. And until next week, may you have a great week and may you be blessed and may you be encouraged. And we're going to pray out real quick and we're going to let you go until next week. John, you want to pray out?
Yes, I do. Father, Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you watch over us in the coming days, and that which we do brings you glory. And we pray for Curtis's trip and for the continuation of this broadcast reaching whoever that you would have it to reach. And we give you thanks for all these blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And Tori, brother, I love you and looking forward to having you in the studio with me next week. And have a great week and be blessed, brother. God bless. And God bless to everybody out there that's listening, whether you've been a guest or not. Bless you all. And any church that wants to back me, I want to thank you for that. And any church that wants to pray for me and put me on your prayer list, I want to thank you for that. And may the Lord be with you all until next week. Unless he comes before next week, we'll talk to you again next week. This is Curtis, and this is Christ Today. And if you don't get me on the radio, you can get me on the computer, christtoday.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right. God bless. Bye-bye. Holy Spirit, burn inside me. Give me passion that pours out to every nation. Yeah. Shine your light, shine your light. Christ Today is a local nonprofit and non-denominational ministry. Here on KKXX, you can contact Curtis Smith with your feedback toll-free at 855-930-1045. That's 855-930-1045. And join us every Saturday at 11 here on KKXX for more Christ Today.